Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Pepe Frias. Batting second. The shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting third. The first baseman, Mike Jorgensen. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ron Fairley. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ken Singleton. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Pepe Manguel. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Coco LeBoy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Terry Humphrey. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Strohmeyer. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, John Strohmeyer. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting second. The second baseman, Felix Milan. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fifth. The first baseman, John Milner. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ed Cranepool. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jim Fregosi. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry Grote. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Seaver. Pitching for the New York Mets, Tom Seaver. And now, play ball. Pepe Frias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frias hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Milner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen hits a pop-up towards short. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson strikes out. One out. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan takes first base on ball 4. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Humphrey for a passed ball. Milan moves to second. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a line drive into center field. Manguel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub takes first base on ball 4. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Strohmeyer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Expos. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton strikes out. One out. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Milan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Coco LeBoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeBoy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Milan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Freya scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi takes first base on ball four. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote hits a pop-up towards first. Jorgensen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaver hits a fly ball into center field. Manghul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Terry Humphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphrey hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Strohmeyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strohmeyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pepe Frias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frias is 0 for 1 in the game. Frias hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fregosi fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 1 in the game. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Harrelson for the out. One out. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Milan takes first base on ball 4. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 1 in the game. Mays hits a fly ball into center field. Manghul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Staub hits a fly ball into center field. Manghul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0 for 1 in the game. Foley strikes out. One out. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0 for 1 in the game. Jorgensen hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Seaver fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0 for 1 in the game. Milner is called out on strikes. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 1 in the game. Cranepool hits a fly ball into center field. Manghul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Fregosi hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 1 in the game. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards third. LaBoy fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0-for-1 in the game. Singleton hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel is 0-for-1 in the game. Manguel hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Coco Laboy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laboy is 0-for-1 in the game. Laboy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaver is 0-for-1 in the game. Seaver hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Strohmeyer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-2 in the game. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Strohmeyer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Milan hits a fly ball into left field. Fairly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Terry Humphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphrey is 0-for-1 in the game. Humphrey strikes out. One out. John Strohmeyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strohmeyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Strohmeyer hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pepe Frias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frias is 0-for-2 in the game. Frias hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-2 in the game. Mays hits a fly ball into center field. Manguel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Staub hits a fly ball into center field. Manguel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0-for-2 in the game. Milner hits a fly ball into right field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0-for-2 in the game. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fregosi fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0-for-2 in the game. Jorgensen takes first base on ball 4. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Fairley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jorgensen moves to second. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0-for-2 in the game. Singleton hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Milan catches it and throws to second with Harrelson covering, to double up Jorgensen. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-2 in the game. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Crane Poole for the out. One out. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fregosi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-2 in the game. Grote hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Fairley. Grote reaches second base with a double. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaver is 0-for-2 in the game. Seaver takes first base on ball 4. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-3 in the game. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards third. LaBoy fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel is 0-for-2 in the game. Manguel is called out on strikes. One out. Coco LaBoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaBoy is 0-for-2 in the game. LaBoy is called out on strikes. Two outs. Terry Humphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphrey is 0-for-2 in the game. Humphrey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Strohmeyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strohmeyer is 0-for-2 in the game. Strohmeyer takes first base on ball 4. Humphrey moves to second. Pepe Frias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frias is 0-for-3 in the game. Frias hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fregosi fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Milan hits a ball on the ground towards third. LaBoy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-3 in the game. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Staub takes first base on ball 4. Mike Marshall now pitching. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Staub moves to second. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0-for-3 in the game. Milner takes first base on ball 4. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-3 in the game. Cranepool hits a fly ball into right field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0-for-3 in the game. Foley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fregosi fields it and throws to first for the out. Foley moves to second. One out. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Fairley is walked intentionally. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0-for-3 in the game. Singleton hits a line drive into left field. Cranepool settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pepe Manguil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguil is 0 for 3 in the game. Manguil hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fregosi fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Woods now playing left field. John Bacabella now catching. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fregosi takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Fregosi moves to second. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Grote bunts towards the mound. Marshall fields it and throws to first for the out. Fregosi moves to third. One out. Ken Boswell pinch hits for Tom Seaver. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fregosi scores. It's Expos, 1, Mets, 1. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 4 in the game. Harrelson bunts towards third. LaBoy fields it and throws to first for the out. Boswell moves to second. Two outs. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Milan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Frias settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets 1. The Expos will come to bat. Phil Hennigan now pitching. Ron Hunt pinch hits for Coco LaBoy. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fregosi fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bacabella hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jorge Roque pinch runs for John Bacabella. Boots Day pinch hits for Mike Marshall. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Roque moves to second. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is walked intentionally. Pepe Frias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frias is 0 for 4 in the game. Frias hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fregosi fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Day moves to second. Two outs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Foley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Day scores. Frias moves to second. It's 2-1, Expos. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Jorgensen hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Tom Walker now pitching. Bob Bailey now playing third base. Bob Stinson now catching. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 4 in the game. Mays strikes out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Staub hits a fly ball into center field. Manguil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Milner hits a fly ball into right field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 2. and New York Mets, 1. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.